The Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Charles Ahetu Chega, has directed all metropolitan, municipal and district directors of education to replace pupil teachers who have served their one-year contract with professional hands. He told Radio Ghana that the GES is only implementing an existing law that requires all pupil teachers engaged by the GES to teach for only 1 year. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
Well, pupil teachers are engaged for only one academic year at a time. And after the academic year is ended, their tenure of office is expired, and therefore they no longer can parade themselves as pupil teachers. So that vacancy will then have to be filled by a teacher if we find one.
So does that mean that all the vacancies we have in the rural areas and others, you have people, you have teachers or professional teachers to fill those vacancies?
We may not have professional teachers to fill all of those vacancies. But here we are. What we are saying is that we have sent teachers to all our districts for them to be placed. We are asking our directors to replace all pupil teachers with the professional teachers that we have sent to them. That is all.
So how soon is this going to be done?
Oh, it's been done. It's on and on and on. I mean, we are getting ready for the next academic year. So we are posting teachers to the places where they should go and teach. And that's what we have done.
But what of those people, teachers, who are doing distance courses at the universities? We have this distance education.
If we give you a contract for 1 year, it is a contract for 1 year. We do not approve of you going to the university to go and do any program. Now, if you leave your tenure of office and go to the university, when you come back, you will serve your term, which is the 1 year, and then you have to reapply. So it is not automatic that when you go and do a degree program somewhere and come, automatically you will continue. You will have to come and apply for the place, because by agreement, you are coming in as a new entrant like any other person who is looking for a job.
So how many people are we affected in this exercise?
I can't give you the exact number because I don't know the distribution in terms of the districts going round. I can't really give you the number, but that is the general directive that all the district directors and the metropolitan and municipal directors are supposed to enforce. That is it.
That was Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Charles Ahetu Chega.